alongside the Missile Cadre. Ismail, I'm joined now by Trey Wingo from ESPN. Trey, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, no problem, guys. How are you? I ate some of Cadre's chips, so I felt like I owed him, owed him something.
I put the chips out there to lure guys like yourself to come over to the set.
I'm that cheap.
Yeah.
Just so you know, that's what we're deciding.
But it was tasty, though.
It was
tasty.
Delicious.
See, that's
just the regular old Sun chips.
Yeah.
Well, they're quality.
They're harvest cheddar.
Yes. You know, we have to, back home in Baltimore, we have to ask Q if we're allowed to eat certain things before we get ridiculed by him for whatever we put in our body.
Yeah, he's a little too much of a purist.
Yes, yeah. I would say so.
Well, that soda that you have over there, I'm ready to pour it out because it's so nasty.
Here's a Coke Zero to you, my friend. I'll match your Diet Coke and go Coke Zero.
Wow.
He once told me when he saw me drink like 40 of these, like, man, your electrolytes must be all out of whack or something.
And they were.
That's a pretty good impression.
We were sitting up there on NFL Live set, and all of a sudden Trey started spazzing out on his finger, and I was like, what happened? Oh, I don't know. My electrolytes are off, Kadri. And I just looked at him. He looked at me, and then he said, nothing is wrong with me. Leave me alone. When you look at this Super Bowl, where you've been to so many, you've broken down so many, where do you put it as far as the hype and everything with these two teams?
Well, I think it's fascinating because you have obviously a team that is riding a wave of emotion very successfully in the Ravens. And you have a team that's riding a change of quarterback, really, for the 49ers. And, you know, 9-5, I don't think any of you guys thought you'd be sitting here this week talking about what's going on with the Ravens. And they've found a way to turn it around. And what I think this Super Bowl on one level is about is coaches' ability to go with their gut. I mean, to fire Cam Cameron was a gutsy move. It really was. And it worked. It worked. And that offense has gotten a spark, and they've gotten here. And then for Jim Harbaugh remember, before Alex Smith got hurt, he went 18-19 in one game on Monday Night Football. And the only reason it's not the all-time record is because he didn't have at least 20 attempts. And, you know, for him to make that change and go with Kaepernick, that clearly has worked out. So as much as it's always about the players, to me, the first thing I think of when I look at the Super Bowl is the commitment these coaches had to go with their instincts and do what they think had to be done, and it's worked out for both of them.
And when you ultimately look at just the way Colin Kaepernick has run this offense, he's in the pistol formation. It's a read option look. Hell, the 181 yards of rushing that he put up was an amazing performance against the Packers. But he comes back and does a marvelous job of allowing Frank Gore to do what he needs to do against Atlanta and make the necessary throws down the football field after being down to the Falcons. You know, just talk about, you know, that offense and what it has done to teams in general in the league.
Well, you know what? I think you can appreciate this. Look at his first two playoff starts. His second pass of the game for Colin Kaepernick, he throws a pick six. That would really crush a lot of people. He didn't care. You know, he went out there and just started doing his thing and flung it all over the field and started running and made plays. Then in his next playoff game, they're down 17-0, and as you said, on the road, Georgia Dome's going crazy. Hostile environment. He doesn't get rattled. He stays with it, stays with the game plan, is patient with the offense, and comes up and puts up all kinds of points. And it weren't not for a Crabtree fumble, they might have really run away with that thing in the second half. That's the thing that most impressed me about him and that offense is that he, you know, obviously Harbaugh has all kinds of faith in him, and he has justified that faith with the belief he has in himself.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you can have all the physical tools. It's not always the guys that are the most athletic that are the best players.
Yeah.
Can they withstand the crucible? And he's done that twice already in this postseason.
Trey Wingo from ESPN with us here on WBAL. And, Trey, I'm curious, on your show today and on all the other ESPN shows, has the conversation shifted from yesterday's Sports Illustrated piece to back to the many storylines this game has naturally?
Well, yeah, we did. But, you know, once again, the Ravens wanted Ray to come out with a much stronger denial today.
Right.
And he did. And that was our lead story with the Ravens. It was much stronger today than it was yesterday. And then we backed that up with a statement from Mr. Cass, the president of the team. And after that, it was back to normal. And it will, you know, this thing, well, obviously, there's some people that are going to have all kinds of questions about it. But if there is a test for it, and according to Sal, there was, and he's never failed a test, then, and it's going to be his last game on Sunday anyway, you know, I'm not sure how this works. But it's funny, Vijay Singh came out today and said he's used deer antler spray. And, you know, Joe DeLaMalier, who actually Hall of Famer, who was just in the lobby, he talks about using it himself at his age to try and stay healthy. So there are all kinds of benefits, I guess, from this thing. But the question then becomes what gray area it falls into with the league.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, obviously can be a distraction for this team. And from an X's and O's standpoint, you know, you talked about the way this team was 9-5 and they were hanging you know, on a thin thread. When you look at Joe Flacco, I know that, you know, ESPN and other networks and analysts are talking about how he is or isn't an elite quarterback. Where do you put him? I think he's kind of in that neither world. He's neither a ring bearer, certainly,
right,
has a chance to be, but he's not in that Matt Ryan, Tony Romo, Matt Schaub kind of a realm any longer either. I think he's kind of in between.
I agree, and I think the best category you can put him in is about to get paid category.
Oh, yes.
The money that man has made through these three postseason games. I mean, if you just go by numbers, okay, let's just go by numbers that we have. He has 8 touchdowns and no interceptions in 3 games. Mm. He's one of 6 players in NFL history to have at least 8 touchdown passes and no interceptions in 1 playoff run. The other 5 all won the Super Bowl and all were MVP of the Super Bowl. So that's where he is in terms of what he's doing this postseason. And I was sort of joking around with Adam Schefter. I said, what kind of money are we talking about here? And he said, I'm guessing 5 years, $18, $19 million a year.
So
Joe's done well for himself.
And by the way, my prediction, win, lose, or draw on Sunday, that deal gets done within 7 days of the game.
No question.
Yeah. If it's not already done right now.
The game probably won't affect that negotiation. Right. I know that sounds crazy, but I think, look, he's the only quarterback in NFL history to make the playoffs 5 straight years. True. He's the only playoff quarterback to win 5 straight years his first 5 years in the league.
He's won on the road,
He's not the issue.
Right.
He's not the issue anymore. Right.
Trey Wingo from ESPN. Trey, thank you so much for swinging by. We really appreciate it.
Listen, I took like 8 Harvest Cheddars, so I figure that makes up for it. Anytime, guys.
Appreciate
That's
it,
Trey
bro.
Wingo. We're back with more next from the Ravens Team Hotel on WBAL.